Markets in Europe and the US have suffered badly overnight as a new wave of pessimism swept investors. The German, Italian, Spanish and French markets were all down. London bank stocks copped a hiding, the FTSE plunging more than 3%, wiping $76 billion off its value. Wall Street suffered too, down more than 4%. The European Commission President, José Manuel Barroso, tried to calm jittery markets but ended up making matters worse by saying the crisis is no longer limited to just Greece, Ireland and Portugal. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
2 weeks ago in Brussels, the Eurozone's leaders walked out of an emergency summit, smiling, saying they'd finally taken the tough decisions and the future of the euro was safe. That message, however, hasn't flowed through to the financial markets. James Bevan is from the investment fund manager, CCLA.
A couple of weeks ago, markets generally anticipated that the ECB and the rest of the European players had got together and found a solution to the problem. Now, of course, when you dig into the detail that lies behind the grand statements, it's very clear that actually there's not a lot of money on the table. There's no real political will at the moment to sort out the problems.
Italy and Spain are the latest countries struggling with a loss of market confidence. They're paying record levels of more than 6% in interest to borrow from the markets. But as the Eurozone's third and fourth biggest economies, they're too big to bail out. The European Commission's president, José Manuel Barroso, doesn't feel the Eurozone's member states have come good on their Brussels promise of a unified front. He's written a stern letter to all the 17 leaders, warning of growing market scepticism about their ability to deal with the crisis. Here's an extract.
It is clear we are no longer managing a crisis just in this euro area periphery.
At the Brussels summit, the Eurozone's $590 billion rescue fund was given new, wide-ranging powers. It can now take the initiative and preempt any request for a bailout. Those countries being slow to push these measures through their parliaments have been told to hurry up. European Commission spokesperson Arilina Kotova.
The deal that was reached on 21st of July is truly bold and historic, and would we... with this call, what the president meant is that we need to re-establish the confidence, and because the fundamentals, as we've been saying until now, in both Spain and Italy, are solid, the economic and budgetary fundamentals, but the market seems to read it differently. And that's why it is very important that we keep on working hand-in-hand in implementing this very important deal.
The European Central Bank surprised everyone overnight. Its president, Jean-Claude Trichet, was asked if the ECB was planning to restart its program of buying the government bonds of troubled Eurozone countries. But he says it doesn't need to restart. It never stopped.
I never said myself that it was dormant. I always said that we were totally transparent of what we were doing. So I will stick to this mention. It is an ongoing program.
The ECB is keeping interest rates on hold at 1.5%, as expected, but it's failed to calm the markets. The German, Italian, Spanish and French markets were all down overnight. And in London, bank stocks fell sharply on fears Britain's fragile recovery will be blown off course by the crisis across the Channel. The FTSE dropped more than 3%, wiping $76 billion off its value. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.